Hello, good afternoon and welcome to the Midday News on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, also on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and all affiliates across the country and around the world at myjoyonline.com. Coming up, family demands justice as the Bono East NPP chairman's brother is shot dead in a night operation.
Ofri chama vye na wako ni vya kwa koda. Na mwaboni tuwa akunu. Mwudi tuwa mwaboni tri mwuma akuma akufo. Ada yabwane mei.
We have details of that. However, the police identifies the deceased as a suspect and a well-known robber. We have all that coming up shortly in this bulletin. Also, wife and children of legend Daddy Lumba paid touching tributes at his candlelight vigil ahead amid hundreds moved by his music.
A pacesetter, a legend whose boots will be so difficult to fill.
We are here to on the candle to so much love that we have for Daddy Lumba. Lumba reign forever.
And in the National Science and Math Quiz, Achimota School ends Prasek's long reign to win the 2025 Greater Accra Championship.
Presbyterian Boys Secondary School, 41 points. And Achimota School, 47 points.
Details of this and now in the bulletin. Now, a night-time security operation in the Bono East region ended in the fatal shooting of 36-year-old Seydou Boukari, the younger brother of the original NPP chairman. The exact circumstances surrounding the shooting remain unclear. Grieving relatives are pointing fingers at the police, alleging foul play, and calling for an independent investigation into what they believe was an unjustified use of force. Anas Sabit reports.
Details remain shrouded in confusion and conflicting accounts. Chairman IB's brother Ibrahim Abdul Samad, who narrated the incident to Joy News, explained that Seydou Boukari was shot and killed in front of the chairman's house without any provocation.
Yesterday, at dawn around 2 to 3 o'clock, our brother came to the house asking for food because they are just staying closer. Asking for food, he told him there is no food. So when going back to his where he used to sleep, the boy said they entered inside the room. About 2 to 3 minutes later, that they heard a gunshot. So he doesn't know what happened, and there was a blood flowed on the where the incident happened.
But the plot thickened dramatically. Family sources revealed the police command contacted Chairman Ibe after the shooting, informing him an armed robber had been killed in front of his house.
The commander called my brother, telling him that there was an armed robber who entered inside. There were three of them, and one was shot, and the two escaped.
Police reportedly shared a photo of the deceased. That photo, seen by Chairman Ibe, revealed a horrifying truth. The man labeled a robber was his own brother, Seydou Boukari.
The police sent the picture to our brother to confirm the armed robber, and it confirmed it's rather our brother who has been shot.
Police led the Boukari family to the Holy Family Hospital's morgue. There, they made the organizing confirmation. The body, labeled robber, was indeed Seydou Boukari.
They gave us the go-ahead escorted us to the mortuary to confirm whether he's there or not, and we confirm he's there, and he has been shot.
The incident has sent shockwaves through the community. Residents express fear, echoing mosquitoes' allegations about police conduct. The questions tonight are more urgent and damning than ever. The Boukari family, supported by the community, demands immediate answers and an independent probe.
This thing has been happening. We are also Krumanum, a Koso Techimahanum, Dada, Omakum innocent person. Safwana is here from Anti Robertson. Krumanum de Omuyanum, Omukun Nipakwa.
Well, that report by Anas Sabit. Meanwhile, the police have been responding to the incident on its social media pages, denying a raid in the chairman's house. In its statement, it describes Seydou Bukari as a suspect. And I read excerpts of that statement. According to it, preliminary investigation has disclosed that on Friday, 1st August 2025, at about 1:20 a.m., officers from the Bono East Regional Police Command, acting on intelligence, responded swiftly to a robbery incident where the suspects were spotted scaling a wall in an attempt to escape. One of the suspects, later identified as Seydou Bukari, sustained gunshot wounds during the operation and was immediately rushed to the hospital for medical attention, but was later pronounced dead. The deceased suspect has since been identified as a known member of a robbery gang that has been terrorizing residents of Techiman and surrounding areas by stealing motorbikes and transporting them for resale in Kumasi. He was also wanted by the police after he was named as an accomplice in a similar case under investigation at the command. Investigations confirm that the gang had returned to Techiman that night for a similar operation when they were intercepted by the police. The police retrieved a motorbike and other implements believed to have been used by the suspects during the robbery. A targeted manhunt is currently underway to apprehend the remaining members of the gang who managed to flee the scene. Investigations later revealed that the affected house belonged to Mr. Ibrahim Baba Bukari, the NPP regional chairman for Bono East. Now, the IGP has deployed a team comprising officers from the CID headquarters, the Police Professional Standards Bureau, and the Police Intelligence Directorate headquarters to ensure a thorough investigation into the matter. And that those were excerpts from the statement. Well, away from that, Ghana is experiencing a significant increase in Mpox cases, with health authorities confirming 20 new infections as of July 30 this year. This latest surge brings the total number of confirmed cases nationwide to 302, with one fatality, highlighting a concerning trend in the country's public sector. Now, the Ministry of Communications, Digital Technology and Innovation, Sam George, has warned mobile network operators that it will begin rigorous enforcement of quality service standards from October. The minister disclosed this when his ministry took its turn at the government's accountability series.
The three leading operators have committed to invest a combined $150 million in their networks by the end of the year to improve quality of service and reliability. And subsequent to that, in Q4, we will begin rigorous enforcement of quality of service. We will not hesitate as a ministry to give policy direction to the regulator, the NCA, to impose very hefty fines on companies or mobile network operators who fail to meet their quality of service obligations.
On a night filled with emotion, the wife and children of highlife legend Daddy Lumba paid heartfelt tributes at a candlelight vigil held in his honor. Surrounded by hundreds of fans, friends, and fellow musicians swaying to the timeless melodies that defined a generation, the family's tributes painted a moving portrait of the man behind the music, his strength, humility, and unwavering love. Joy Prime's Lois Shola Adeyemi reports.
If you love Daddy Lumba, everyone, show some love.
This was the atmosphere at the National Candlelight Vigil held at Independence Square, where crowds gathered to celebrate Daddy Lumba, a man whose music still echoes through pubs, market stalls, and Phil's playlists on both radio and television. For the first time since his passing, Daddy Lumba's family took to the stage to share their tributes publicly.
We gather here today in deep gratitude for the life of our father, for the love he gave us, and the legacy he leaves behind.
My father was a man who cared deeply, and he loved fiercely. He taught us all resilience. He taught us strength. He gave from his spirit without ever needing applause.
Without your support, he wouldn't be Daddy Lumba.
My love, how do I begin to speak of a man whose voice carried the soul of the nation, yet whispers to me were the sweetest melodies of all? You were not just Ghana's musical treasure, you were my heart's companion.
Yedama sebebre,
What was meant to be an evening of solemn reflection and mourning soon transformed into a celebration as industry heavyweights and devoted fans alike joyfully reflected on his decades-long impact on the music scene.
Like I said, Lumba, I know Lumba is not dead. He's still alive. He's in our midst here.
I will remember him for one thing. That you don't ever have to give up in life. You just have to fight. Keep on fighting.
Lumba has touched us one way or the other.
I performed with him. But since 2010, I never met him again. So I was hoping and looking forward to meeting.
We have lost a pacesetter, a legend whose boots will be so difficult to fill.
Lumba reigns forever. Lumba have not died. He needed a time to rest, so Lumba is resting.
Papa ni nyumuno. Ha ha ha. Mi sa mi na asa awasiye gumi.
May his soul rest in peace. Well, in a dramatic twist that ended Prisek's five-year reign, Achimota School has reclaimed the 2025 Greater Accra Regional Championship title of the National Science and Math Quiz. The nail-biting finale saw five academic powerhouses battle it out, but it was the Multan team that emerged triumphant.
At the end of round four, and thus the competition, we have Accra Academy, 23 points. Shemu Senior High Technical School, 24 points. St. Thomas Aquinas Senior High School, 37 points. Presbyterian Boys Secondary School, 41 points. And Achimota School, 47 points.
And we have our new Greater Accra Regional Champion.
I was so tense, and I knew my boys could make it by the grace of God. And of course, they proved us right.
Was there a point in time where you felt you are not taking this?
No, because I knew God has done it. From the very beginning, I knew it was finished. So I knew we were taking it.
Even as at round two when you were tied?
Yes, please.
Well, big ups to Achimota School. And that's how we end this afternoon's bulletin on Joy 99.7 FM. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Worship Zone is next on your superstation.
Your spirit must respond.